Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Beitza, Daf Yud Beis, and we are up to the Mishnah, the Mitoch Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Motzien, Loes HaKatan, Veloes HaLula, Veloes HaSefer Torah Loshes Rabim. Beis Shammai says there is an Isser of Hotzah on Yantif, that's the assumption, and therefore you can't be Motzi these items, a child, or a Lulav, or a Sefer Torah, Loshes Rabim. Beis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel allows it. What's the issue here? So Beis Hillel, these are not lachora, these are not malachas of ochal nefesh. You're not taking out a child for eating purposes or a lulav or a sefer Torah. Beis Hillel still allows it. Why? Because of the principle. It's not mentioned beferish in the Gemara, but it's based on the principle of mitoch shehutra hotza alitzarech. Since hotza is mutter litzarech, hutra nami shelo litzarech. Therefore, it's mutter shelo litzarech ochal nefesh as well. That's Beis Hillel shita of mitoch. Right? See the carbon eida. Darmina mitoch shehutra hotza litzarech achila hutra nami shelo litzarech achila. Any malacha that's mutter for ochal nefesh is mutter shelo litzarech ochal nefesh as well. And Beis Shammai rejects that. But Shabbat Jack says, what Karban Eda says, V'lo kol midi delav l'tzorach achila, right? You can't take anyone l'or l'tzorach achila. Even if the Ran says it, look in the Charedim, he quotes the Ran, even l'tzorach mitzvah, right? Why are you taking a lulav out? Right? Why are you taking a Sefer Torah out? L'tzorach mitzvah, why are you taking a child out? Maybe it's to do bris milah. Right? The Charedim here quotes the Ran, L'mulo o l'taylo, lulav, let's say, you're supposed to Sefer Torah l'krosbo. So he rejects, he does not say, Beis Shammai rejects the principle of mitoch, and Beis Hillel has the principle of mitoch, mitoch shehutra litzarech, hutra nami shelo litzarech. I think we might have mentioned at some point in the past shiurim an amazing comment of Tosfos. There is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Sadeh Heyam and Aleph where the Gemara talks about making cheese. And the Gemara says that making cheese on Shabbos is the malacha of bone, the malacha of building. What they are building. And the Gemara there has a list of where, let me find the various malachas, various fu hacholi, v'machabit, v'magabin, kagrogaris, all of those are Shabbos chayiv chatas. Right? What malacha is that? So the Gemara says, cholev mishamay machayiv, cholev, what's cholev for? So the Gemara goes through each of the, which is the ab malacha. So cholev is mefarik, is a malacha of dush, milking a cow, like we saw that from the Rambam recently, and machabit is borer, and megabin is bone. Megabin, making cheese, taking the rennet. We had a couple of days ago that we're comparing the rennet and the other item, the egg inside the animal. So, doing that on Shabbos is going to be the malacha of bone. So ask Tosfos there, it's an unbelievable kasha. 1 second. So you're allowed to make cheese on Yantif. So miutemalari tosas even masal varoda kiva the mutal gabin biyantif minatora since midaraisa you're allowed to make cheese on yantif afilu beefshar afilu lo yehi mutar midrabanan el bedelo efshar imkain nafal beso biyantif yehi mutar levnoso biyantif if you're allowed to make cheese midaraisa on yantif because of malachas ochal nefesh so you should say that if your house falls down on yantif you should be able to build it why bone. Since the malacha of bone is mutter mishum ochal nefesh, as long as it's not going to take you a few weeks to build the house. So you do get it today, so you can live in the house today, so it's a tzorech hayom, le'echo besocho, shlo yakenu shar v'shemesh, so that the sun doesn't beat down on you. So Tosa says, why don't you say bone is included in one of the malachas of mitoch? Answer, Tosfos' answer, unbelievable. It's a derabanan. You're right. Midah raisa, you should be able to build your house on Yantif if it's Tzorach Hayom. V'yesh lomar da'asur midarabanan da'havi uvda de'chol ki hechi da'asurin t'china v'harkada b'yantif. Tosfos says, make radin, it is mutter. It's only asur midarabanan. That's an amazing shita of Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua discusses that. Is that really true? Could we accept that chiddush of Tosfos? The Pnei Yeshua assumes that there are two types of megabain. Don't compare the megabain of bone and the megabain of a chaimishim, right? When it says megabain is chaimishim bone, that's different. Tosfos says, the Pnei Yeshua there in Shabbos Adihei, for a kasavti per kama de Beitza, he references what he wrote in Beitza here on Ardaf, liyashev denirali barer, tahadam ridan hacha b'shmaitzin ha-megabain chaimishim bone. When it says, a chaimishim bone, hainu dafka de megabain, kedei liyabshan ulahatsnion lizman meruba. when you're making cheese for it to last a long time, olam mochran, to sell, like wholesale, the bikiyai gamna tzarech la'asosan ulataknun kein binyin, kedei sheyiskayim velo yisparek. That's one type. Aval b'megabin kedei la'achlo la'alter, ba'oso hayom. The megabin, that you're making cheese just to eat that day, nearer to the dummy the binyan klal, that's not binyan. Right? The bone, the megabin that's mutter on yontif is not binyan. So says the Pnei Yeshua. No, I don't like Tosfos says Kasha. Sorry, I don't. The megabin is the one type of megabin is chaimishim bone, but the megabin that's mutter on yontif is not mishim bone, and therefore there is no bone that's mutter letzorech ochel. The Tosfos there that we just read, Tavsahi, alludes to the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here in Beitza, where the Rashi seems to say that any type of Tzorech and Yantif, or even Shalol Tzorech, Chlal, I should say, that's Tosfos' Lashon, would be allowed. And Tosfos doesn't accept that. Tosfos assumes you have to have some type of Tzorech Yantif. That's Tosfos here. And that Yud Beis Amun Aleph in Beitza, unlike Rashi, which seems to say even Shlo Letzara Klau, Velo Ratz Aligros Moshe Yish Besvar Melamiyata. He quotes a different girsa of Rashi, but Tosfos says no. I think there has to be some type of tzorech. Davka b'hotzah sheish but tzorech yantif ksas. I'm reading mitoch shuchel tzorech yantif. The kol ochal nefesh mutter huchamim shol tzorech ochal nefesh. Hol biyik tzorech miksas sheish tzorech yantif. Aval shlo letzorech yantif klau. If you don't need an yantiv at all, you need it for after yantiv. You don't need an yantiv at all. Vandai de oser min haTorah. Mitoch doesn't cover that. Kagon ofe mi yantiv lachol. Umotzi avanim. Deleka lo litzorach nefesh velo simchas yantiv chai mi de oraisa. Says Tosfos, Mitoch doesn't cover shalol litzorach klal on yantiv. Is there a svara for Mitoch? What does that mean? The Torah says it's mutter mishum ochal nefesh. And the Gemara comes up, the Gemara never quotes a source. It just says mitoch. Since it's mutter litzorech ochal nefesh, it's mutter shalol litzorech ochal nefesh. Is there a svara for that? Is there a makor for that? So there is a fascinating machlokes rishonim. Again, there might be more, but just two ideas. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch posits, what does ochal nefesh mean? Meaning, who says ochal nefesh? Dafka means, ochal means food. But if you widen the definition of ochal nefesh, any type of personal need. You might say, again, you might expand it one level of any type of physical need. I know, washing your hands in warm water. That's a physical need. That's not eating, but that's a physical need. So some rishonim say, okay, that's also. Some rishonim say, you don't need mitoch to include washing your hands with warm water. That's included in ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh might mean all, not just food consumption, but all type of physical hana'ah. That's one idea. But you might say, the Sefer HaChinuch says, maybe ochal nefesh means all needs, anyantif. That's all ochal nefesh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Sadiches. That's where he talks all about these halachas of yantif, and he quotes the Ramban, the Ramban's Chiddush from Emor about Melechas Hana'a and Melechas Avoda. Says, and then he quotes only Dvarim Sheshavel ochal nefesh, not Dvarim that are, unique to some, but says the, but then let me find the line. V'chein ma'asheh amar zechron levracha. She'ein b'chlal heter tzorech ochal nefesh, ma'ashehu, she'ein b'chlal heter tzorech ochal nefesh, ma'ashehu achila v'shtia levad. It's not just eating and drinking. Ela af kol davar hatzorech lo la'adam lebo bayom. Anything you need that day, bein shehu dvar mitzvah, kagon katan lamulu v'lo levatzespo, whether it's a mitzvah, v'chein sefer Torah likrosbo, to kol yom v'yom azman torahu. It's also a good line, right? Every day is Zman Torah. Ubein she'enu dvar mitzvah, elo tzorchei haguf lebo bayom. Whether it's a tzorch mitzvah or any tzorch haguf kagon, rechitzas raglayim b'mayim chamin, washing your feet, shulch mu b'yantif, olasos medura, to make us a fire lehis chamin ba. Kol dvarim elu mutarin, ubichlal heter de'ochel nefesh ninu. Kin pirshu adavar chachanim zechon levracha. What does bitoch mean? The Chinuch says, you, just like you, it's mutter litzorech ochal nefesh, mutter shelo litzorech ochal nefesh, because that's really also called ochal nefesh. That's what the Sefer Chinuch seems to say. We've expanded the definition of ochal nefesh. That's the Chinuch. Maybe we'll read more of that if there's time. But if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksupas Daf Zayin, there's a different formulation, very different formulation, in the name of the Shita Yeshana. The Shita Yeshana says, no, what's mutter is
lo l'tzarech ochel nefesh. It's not an expansion of ochel nefesh. It means even things that are not l'tzarech ochel nefesh. I have the Torah just matir ochel nefesh. No. The Torah's matir of ochel nefesh is what we would call in lamdas, it's a siman, not a siba. The fact that these malachas are mutar b'shem ochel nefesh show that they're not malachas that were ever included in kol malachas avoda lo sa'asu. It's a siman that you don't need, the heter is only not limited to ochel nefesh. Like the chinuch says, we've expanded ochel nefesh. The Shita B'Kubetzah says, the name of the Shita Yishana, even shlo tzarech ochel nefesh. The Torah doesn't only matter tzarech ochel nefesh. Tzarech ochel nefesh is a siman. I'll read you the line. Klomer, kol osin malacha shehutu l'tzarech achila, lo hayu b'chla lo sasa kol malacha. They were never included, these malachas. V'hai t'kasav rachmana asher ye achel l'chol nefesh, that which the Torah says, l'simana ba'alma hu d'kasvuha. It was just a siman ba'alma, the kol. Shekol ha-malachas ha-tzrichos la-achila, you mutaris b'yantif. Any malacha that's needed for eating, it's mutar on yantif, even u'bilvad l'tzarech Yisrael. As long as if it's Zorach Yisrael, not Zorach Yaakov. V'chul, and it continues. But that's, if you read it closely and slowly, it's a different svara than the chinuch. It's not that we've expanded the definition of ochel nefesh, but it's that ochel nefesh in the Torah is just a siman that these malachas were never included in the Isra malach at all. Okay. So we have machlokas in the Mishnah, Beisham, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds a mitoch. So the Gemara says, one second, Beis Hillel matters you to carry a katan. That's what Rabbi Shammai was talking about. Hagadol aser, it would be aser to carry a gadol. It would be aser to carry a gadol, right? Why? Says the different formulations, the Karban Eidah. Af Beis Hillel moda da aser, lo hotzio. It sounds like Beis Hillel, that's aser. Kivan she'ein bo tzara klal. There's no need to carry a gadol. The yachol aser is ba'atzmo. The gadol could go out by himself, right? There's, or the, if you look at Chaim Kanievsky, Hagadol Aser, to Katanu Deshari Beis Hillel Lahotzi. Only it's a Katan, there's Tzorach Hayom Ksas, Hagadol, that's not Tzorach at all. So is that what we should assume? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Bered, Rabbi Yossi, Barbun, Amar, Filo Gadol Mutter, no really, even a Gadol is Mutter, even, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky has 2 days, even Shlol Tzorach Klal is Mutter. Right, like that day of Rashi. Or, this is also Tzorach Ksas. If you're taking out a Gadol, it must be that he's needed for something. So Afilo Gadol Mutter. I have a lady mila tanina tchatan. So why does it say katan? If Beis Hillel would even allow you to carry a gadol out, so then why would it say katan? Balodiach hakochan shel Beis Shammai. It's to teach you the kochah Beis Shammai ad heichan hayu machmirin. They're so machmir that even a katan, which is a tzarach hayom, even a katan you can't carry out because it's not mushum ochel nefesh. The Charedim here wonders, didn't we learn this principle? It's actually the beginning of Beitza. Koach dehteira adif. So if the chiddush is, you want to tell me how far Beis Shammai goes, that's what we're going to say katan, even a katan is asar. Why don't I say the other way? Why say how far Beis Hillel goes, even a gadol is mutter? Why don't I say the other way? Because you have to always say koach dehetera adif. But that's that great Rashi that we know it from Rashi in Beitza Daf Gimel Beis, where Rashi says, well, anybody can really be machmer. That's not a chiddush. Right, to say that lechumra, that's not a chiddush. To say that there's a heter, so then that's something that is significant. Rashi says, I'll read you the Lashon. Rashi says here on the beginning of Maseches Beitza, Koach Deatera Adif, says Rashi. Let me just find you the line. Rashi says, I'm sorry, it's here. It's Beizam Abeiz, not Gimel Abeiz. Beizam Abeiz, Rashi says, Tovlo v'hashmi'enu Koach Divrei Hamatir. It's better. It's more of a chiddush to tell you the Dvar Heter, Shehu Someh Al Shmuaso. He relies on his Shmua. V'enu Yare Lahatir. He's not nervous. Avakocha osrin ein araya. Shakol yicholon lahachmir afilu bedavar hamutter. That's Rashi here in Beitza. Dav Beis that don't. That's the question of the Charedim here. So what are you telling me? The Chiddush of Beis Shammai. That's what you say. Katan. Why don't you say Beis Hillel? The Afilu Kadosh Yisrael the Mitzvah. V'lekel amifrach adaraba says the Charedim. Listening gadol diachal kochan Beis Shammai to koach the hatira adif d'urcha demilson nakat. Why? Because it's normal to carry out ketanim. That's what's the common case. That's the real liquor. It's the common case. And also, it's telling you the chiddush of Beis Shammai. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shmuel mitan me'ares la'ares. So the Gemara says, actually, like Beis Hillel says, you could carry out a gadol. He was carried out from a chair to a chair. Karban Eidah. Hayumotzian oso bekisei mishchuna l'shchuna. They would carry him out. Out's covered. They carried out Shmuel out. So you see, even a gadol is mutter on yantif. Amr of Zeir Kumi Reb Yosa, Namar Dahavi Istinis, who says this is a raya? Maybe Shmuel just couldn't move. It was a real tzarech hayom, because Shmuel was an Istinis, right? He was, the language of the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, mifunak umiunag, right? Vitorechu lelech baraglov ukekatan dami. And maybe he had the status of a katan. So there's no raya they carried out a gadol, which would be much more of a tircha. Maybe you can't do that on Yantav. Amalei. No. You can't say the Shmuel was not fit. Bari have mini uminach. He was more robust and healthier than me and you. So don't think that he was anything but that needed it. He was not an istinus. Not an istinus. Shmuel, the doctor, you know, always kept healthy. And therefore, I don't think that he was a problem. The Meiri here discusses, you know, different levels of melachos. Different levels of melachos. On this Mishnah, on Daf Yud Beis, he says, "Manirli vepsach zeh levishim anshim ani roeh sheinin hotzah chaluk l'shlosha drachim." Says the Meiri, three categories of melachos. Mehem shemutol chadchila. One, some are mutol lachadchila. Mehem sheaser lahotzio lachadchila. Some say. Asr lechadchila, ela sheino lokeh boetza asam, drabanan, umayam she lokeh boetza asa, when some are lokeh. So that's what he discusses. Eilu hayadavar tzarech lo hein lo ochal nefesh, if it's needed for some need, like ochal nefesh, could go in tablin v'chayotza ben hein letzarech mitzvah, kol katan lamu lo hein letzarech tashmisho, kol mafteach lishmiris masha besocha, any type of need, whether it's ochal nefesh or not, that's mutter. That's mutter. You need to take out stones in order to go to clean yourself, to go to the bathroom. All of these, and that's what he quotes our Gemara. What it says in Yerushalmi, lav katan dafka ela af gadol. And even though, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon, it's when it's needed. When it's needed, this is if you need to do it. So then that's why. It is mutter. V'chein b'talmud ma'irav, right? Amru b'inyin katan Shmuel matin lim eris laris. They carried Shmuel. So that's all cases of need, and that's mutter l'chadchila. Says the Mi'iri v'chol she'ein sarach lo la'echam en advarim haniskarim. If it's not needed for mitzvah or guf or something, ela shemikom makum hu machavein l'mitzvah, af al pi she'eno mitzvah alav, right, he's thinking about a mitzvah, even though it's not officially a mitzvah on him. Kigon, for example, to bring a karban, behema lahakriva olas nedava biyantif v'davar yadua shem akriven olas nedava biyantif. He can't bring karbanas nedava on yantif, but he did. V'chenem motzi l'sarach ochel nefesh avo bishein oso ochel mutter lo. You took out something that's also b'chein kol shemotzi dvarim sheishalem toras kli shemalachdan leheter, but you don't need it. So all of these are not mutol chachilu, but you're not going to get malchus in that case. It's not shavah l'vachol nefesh v'chulu. V'kol she'enu tzorech lo l'shum tzorech v'ein shum kavanas hamitzvah v'lo srach melechas uchol nefesh v'ein olav toras klisha melachta leheter. It's nothing. There's no need, and you're doing it for whatever, for a reason, maybe just for chol. Then it could be that you're going to get malchus for that. Loke bozasa v'lo hosiem elashet tiltlam ish kanisur she'enu loke v'chulu. That's the Meiri. Having three categories here. Okay, so the Mishnah Gemara says that if it's a gadol that there's a need, you can take the gadol out also. So we continue with cases like that. Tani, but once we're talking about Shmuel, that Shmuel wasn't an istinus. The Gemara just mentions about health. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosa, Omer, Avanim, Shia, Shavnu, Olam, and Aroseinu. The rocks that we sat on when we were younger, there were certain types of rocks that were cold, that were not healthy. They were makarer the guf, explained the Mefarshim. So those stocks had an effect. We're fighting wars with it when we're older. But sometimes, you know, things that we do when we're younger have an effect on the health. Rabbi Yona told his, the Chevra, don't sit on almas tov yasa bir yasa de sidra de bar ula. Don't sit on the outer benches of the base medrash of ula. Dinan sanina, because they're cold. Again, you got to take care of yourself. Rav told his talmidim, lotisvan lachon al tavla bir yasa de sidra da asi. Again, don't sit on the outer benches. They're cold. Te'inun seninin. Right? We have to take care of ourselves. Right? What does the Gemara say elsewhere? Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzidim upachim. Got to take care of yourself. You got to wear a coat. You have to make sure that we watch out. Rabbi Yevo, Havinachas Maschi, Bahadin Dimusin, the Tveria. One time Rabbi Yevo used to go down to the Dimusin, to the spring, the hot springs, the Merchatzos of Tveria. Vamimistamech al train Gusyin. And he had two Gusyin supporting him. What are Gusyin? So most Mepharshim say they were two youths, helpers, right? The Pnei Moshe. Hey Na'arim Gdolim Hamisharsim Oso. They were two, bachrim, two teenagers that help him out. The Charedim says they were from a place called Gat. They were called, that's why they were called, Gusyin. The, Karbon Eda says they were two boards that, they put on the floor so he wouldn't have to walk on the ground barefoot. So let's go with the first shot though. That he had these two helpers. Sharin, one time the helper slipped, Vizakvan, Rabbi Yevo helped save the helper. Sharin Vizakvan happened twice. So Amrin Lesa, they said to Rabbi Yevo, Mal Hachid, understand, you're helping them, right? They're supporting you, and then you save them, so what do you need them for? So just go yourself. Amar Lon, Shimarti Kochi Lizignusi. I'm saving my strength. If I don't save my strength, then when I get older, I'm just going to be worn out. So even though I'm Koach right now, but he's saving his strength, right? We always look towards the future. We plan for now. And looking towards the future, one of my favorite lines in Shas by an anonymous older man of the Gemara by Choni Ma'agel. When Choni Ma'agel wants to sleep for 90, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to sleep for 90 years so that he understands Pshat in 70 years. He understands Pshat in the Pasuk of Ayinu Kachomim. So that Gemara on Chav Gimel Amat Aleph, so what does he do before he goes to sleep? He passes by a man planting a carob tree. He asked this man, how long does it take to grow fruit on this carob tree? He says, 70 years. You think you're going to live to 70? And he gives a beautiful answer. This man, meaning me, I was born in a world with carob trees. I, just like my forefathers, planted for me, Shasli Nami Lebroi, I'm planting for my children. It's planning ahead. Our Gemara talks about planning ahead in terms of health, taking care of yourself when you're younger, so that you're healthier when you're older. So this Gemara about the planting the carob trees. When you're younger, you're planting the trees, so that when you're older, your kids could have the trees. Again, our Gemara sounds like, you know, the best thing to do is to rest and not to use your strength. That's the best. The Rambam, Menuchos Deos, gives a different impression. And the Rambam, obviously, the doctor that he was, tells us what he thinks is healthy, right? The Gemara talks, the Rambam talks about in Halacha Yudalid, Hilchos Deos Perek Dalid, Halacha Yudalid. Va'od klal acher omru bebrias haguf. Let me tell you something about keeping your body healthy. Kolzman she'adam mis'amel v'yoga harbe. Whenever a person exerts himself a lot, ve'eno savea, and he doesn't satiate himself, umei avrafin, he keeps his intestines loose, ein choli ba'alav. He won't get sick. Ukocho mischazek, and he'll get stronger. Afilu ocha macholos aroim. Sometimes, even if you eat bad foods, but if you keep yourself healthy, it's going to balance out. V'kol mishehu yoshev lebetach. Beinu misamel. Somebody who just lives a sedentary lifestyle. He just sits around. He does not exercise. Omisha mashenikavav, or you don't relieve yourself when you have to. Omisha meyav kashin. Afilu ocha macholos tovim. V'shamar atzma al pi ha-refua, kol yamav yu mach'ovim v'kochotashesh. You don't exercise and your bowels stay hard, so then it's going to be hard for you. V'achila gaso l'guf kol adam k'mosama mavis. V'hu ikir l'kol ha-chaloim. And he says, rov chaloim shabam al adam enam ele omeni machalim ra'am v'pritish mamali bitno v'achila gaso. Many illnesses come because people eat too much, says the Rambam. My father, Zechron al-Avracha, used to love these Rambams, this Perek of Hilchos Deos, was one of his favorites, Frukim, and all of the Rambam. He wrote a lot about the Rambam and translated much about the Rambam, but he loved this parak, which talks about the healthy and healthful activities that one needs to be done. So again, Rambam sounds like the more you push yourself, our Gemara gives the impression, again, it's a balance. Like, it's got a balance that you can't push yourself too much when you're young to save some strength. Rav Chuna Vaiter, Rav Chuna Lonachas Beis Vada, Rav Chuna one time didn't go to the Beis Vad. He didn't go to the Beis Medrash, right? He couldn't go, he couldn't walk, and he didn't want people to carry him. Rav Katina Shal, Lokin Tani Metaltan Istinasin, but Rav Katina said, but it says you're allowed to be Metaltan, you're allowed to move the people who are Istinas, who can't walk. That's not called a Tercha Yaseira, to be able to carry him in the chair. So no answer. Rav Huna must have just wanted to be machmer on himself, but he allowed others. Rav Huna hori l'reish galusa, let's say spakise. Rav Huna told the reish galusa, you're allowed to carry the reish galusa in a fancy chair. Fancy chair. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda boy, lo kein tani, didn't we learn in the Braisa, ein yotzen bekise? You're not allowed to carry out people in chairs? Echad, anashim, echad, anashim, men, women, afilu talmud chacham. This means a talmud shel chacham, all the mafarshim explain. Even a student, ein ato abadaraze, everybody knows this Braisa, that you can't carry people out in chairs on Yantif. Rav Huna toy, Rav Huna, the great gadol ador, right, he would make a mistake. So why would he allow the reish galusa to be carried out? But I thought nobody, you're not allowed to carry out anybody. Answer is, if it's a tzorech rabim especially, then they were able to be carried out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu hori labar girunti asya, he allowed bar girunti, the doctor, mitane bisadina, to be carried out in some type of a special silk chair, me'ol mevakra bishaya bishupsa, to go visit the sick on Shabbos. So you've carried out, so with is a tzorech, right, it's allowed. Right, the Mefarshim Mekseir of Chaganievsky here says, we're not talking about an Isur Daraisa of Hotsah here, of carrying them. But Makam Shieshbo Eruv. And the issue is Tircha. And there's no issue of Tircha because Rabim Srichim Lo. That's what the, how you read the Gemara. And that's what the, Rav Huna also. Again, it's interesting, Rav Huna didn't allow himself. He was Machmer on himself. But the Chafetz Chaim points that out also in Brachos, where Avraham Avinu, after he won the war with the four kings and the five kings, and the king of Stone says, "No, you're allowed to, you know, take whatever you want, right? Just give me the captives, but take everything." Avraham Avinu says, "I don't want to keep anything. I don't want anybody to say, 'Ani hasharti es Avraham.' I don't need you to go around and saying, 'I made Avraham rich.' Biladai." But he says, "Whatever the Na'arim ate, heim yochlu, they're allowed to take it." Because the Chafetz Chaim said that when it comes to me, you know, I'll be machmer on myself, but he can't be machmer on, on the feet of somebody else, right? The Chafetz Chaim, he says that in Lech Lecha, b'nogel in ha'arim v'anashim shahalchu ito, lahem lo hichmir, v'hem yikhu chalkam, l'lamedcha, sha'rishus b'yad kol adecha, l'hachmir la'atzmo, v'lo la'achir. You want to take upon yourself a chumer, that's fine for yourself, but don't be machmer on somebody else's toes. So we have this Rabbi Yirmiyah carried the Girut Niasya, the doctor, to go visit the sick on Shabbos. Let's just finish this section. Miyasha Barbre de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mitam Besadina, also he was carried out in this silk chair. Meo Midrash Bitsibar Bishopsa, to give a drasha. Also allowed. Remember, he's weak on the Rabbi Zira, Kadateol Daroma Achola. When you get to the south, when you get to the rabbis of the south, go ask them. Ish ta'alis, the Rabbi Simon, they asked Rabbi Simon, Amar Lo Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Shuban Levi, Lo Sof Davar Shet Sarach L'Rabim Bo, not only Vadai, with his Tzarech Rabim, Ella Shemi Yitzruchu Lo Raha Rabim. Even if it's a maybe, it's still not a Tercha Yisrael. What do you mean a maybe? Says the Charedim, Shemi Yitzruchu Lo Ra, Lefishas Halach Alamaisa, maybe they'll need a Shaila answered. Right, so it's not Vadai. Maybe they'll need a Shaila answered, and that is good enough. Interesting, the issue of Asya, the issue of Refua, came up. It could be the only profession in Shas. Or the Gemara in the Bavli, Baba Kama Daf Pehei, says there's a source in Shas for the allowance for a doctor to do medicine. The Tanya, that's Rabbi Shmuel. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Omer V'rapo Yerape, Midkan Shanitan Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapo. The fact that you have to pay for Refua, right, that's one of the five Tashlume Chavala, Nezak Tsar Ripui, Sheves and Boshes. So Mikach, you need Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. So you see that there was Rishus for a doctor. Why would you need Rishus? Why do you need Rishus? That's what Tosfos reflects. Tosfos there in Baba Kama. V'yim Tomar, Mahame Rapi L'Chulei Shamin Alei. What do you need? Double Lashon Rapo Yerape. V'yesh Lomar Dahava Mina Hanimin Limaki B'dei Adam. You might have thought that you only let it heal a humanly inflected wound. Because, you know, maybe that wasn't supposed to be, so to speak. Maybe I would have thought that if Hashem makes somebody sick, then who am I to make them better? Unbelievable Tosfos. Right, I might have thought that Hashem is making the person sick. Who are you to change anything, to make them better? Why does Hashem make them sick? We're not asking that, Kasha. But is there a chiyuv to make them better? Yeah. It's kind of like the question that the Tanna Sruvus of Rashi has Rabbi Akiva, Baba Basra Daf Yud, in the Bavli. Right? If Hashem loves the poor people, why doesn't he give them money? Kadesha nitzol anu behem yidina shel gehenem. To give us the schus. So we don't choose who's the rich and who's the poor and who's the giver. and who's the receiver, but that's similar to this idea. So again, that's the message, because a doctor always has to know that he's only he or she, my wife is a doctor, right, is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's why the Gemara, that Mishnah and Kedushin, Tov Shebarofim L'Gehenim, and the, why is that? So one of the classic commentaries of Meir Pomerlaner says, Tov 17, Gematria 17, the doctor that only says 17 brachas and Shmona Esrei, he leaves that Rafa'enu, that one I have covered, L'Gehenim. We have to recognize a doctor, especially who's involved in life and death, and so has to recognize. Rosh Hashanah Rope Larapos, but he has to realize he's the junior partner in the refuah. Continuing, Dilama, Reblazer, Reb Abba Mari, Reb Masya, Hauri, they paskin, Pita, La'ar Sakinas Peshufsa. You're allowed to give bread to this Roman official on Shabbos. Shem Yisrael Arabim. Maybe in the future we're going to need him, and therefore it's considered a tzarech. Period. Tzuni, Yivloas Hamavteach. Tanakhama says in this price, so you're not allowed to carry out a key. Beisul Batir, Beisul says you are. Chutzot Tzarech, it's Tzarech. What kind of key? A key that allows you to open the cupboard of food. But if it's a key to get to a box of kelim, which are not needed for today, lo bada, Beisul doesn't allow that. It has to be a need for today. Didn't you see Rabbi Avo carrying a key for a certain type of cabinet? Pilpul and Havile Bagavi. There was food in it. There was food in it, and therefore it was a tzarech hayom. Period. We'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time.